Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and okay, folks, you've heard me talk about it through the morning, and here we are with a bit of a weird experiment. Today is, of course, March 14th, 314, therefore also known as Pi Day, 314, you know, 3.14, et cetera, et cetera. And right now, the Brian Lehrer Show is going to attempt to break a world record, or set one. It's the world record for most digits of pi recited by callers to a public radio talk show. We have some listeners on the phone lined up to help set this record, and we're doing this for the website recordsetter.com, which is a site that lets anyone in the world set any record. So here to help judge the record is Dan Rollman, co-founder and CEO of Record Setter. Dan, welcome to WNYC, and thank you very much for judging this historic event.
Thank you, Brian. Happy Pi Day.
Happy Pi Day to you. Now, somehow this record, most digits of pi, recited by callers to a public radio talk show, doesn't exist yet. Is that surprising to you?
It is kind of amazing. I mean, we do have a lot of really interesting and creative pi-related records. But
like what? Can you give us one or two other pi-related records?
Yeah, sure. One of my all-time favorites is by a guy in California named Ty Starr, who set a world record for the most digits of pi carved into a pumpkin. He carved the first 66 digits of pi into a pumpkin.
Small digits.
We have a guy on Record Setter named Ewan Clemenson.
Or big pumpkin. Go ahead. Sorry.
Another guy in England, Ewan Clemenson, who did the fastest time to recite the first 110 digits of pi while juggling five balls.
What?
Good. And then do people try to break these records? So, like, if we pull this off, should we be worried about On Point or the Leonard Lopate Show coming for our title?
I wouldn't be surprised to see it happen. You know, we have on Record Setter, we let people invent their own world record categories. We have almost 30,000 records, and about 30% of the records get broken. So we will often see people create outrageously unique records, such as the one we're about to attempt. And then other people will go out and take them down. So
Radio Lab on guard. So what's your role here as judge? What are you looking for to certify that this is an actual record we're about to set?
Sure. So this is going to be, as you mentioned, a record set of records for the most digits of pi recited by callers to a public radio talk show. We have a couple basic rules. We're not going to let any caller recite more than 20 digits of pi. So it's we make sure we get multiple people involved. And, of course, we're going to have to make sure that the numbers are recited in proper order. So I'll be listening, and then we'll obviously have the audio clip afterwards. So if there are any mistakes made by any of the callers, then we would have to retroactively deny the record.
Now I feel like the pressure's on. So let's do this. On the line with us are Isabel, Harry, Barbara, Michael, and Ingrid. We don't need to say hi to everybody, but you guys are ready to go. Thank you for participating with us, and with 20 digits each to stay within the parameters. And I'm going to get us started. But just to make sure, Dan, you're ready to do this and record, right? Record these what we're doing. I mean,
yep,
just
yeah,
take
right.
notes and judge, right? Okay.
I will be doing all of it. Yep.
So I will start with 3.14159265535. Isabel, pick it up.
8979323846. 26433832 79.
Harry.
502-884-1971-693-993-7510.
Barbara.
582097444-592307-8164.
Michael.
0628620899-862803-4825.
And Ingrid.
3421170679-821-480-8651.
And that was Alistair substituting for Ingrid. But Dan Rollman, did we do it?
That so far sounds like a brand new record setter. World record has indeed been set for the most digits of pi recited by callers to a public radio talk show.
All right. So, Alistair, Isabel, Harry, Barbara, Michael, thank you for helping us out with that. By my count, 111 digits of pi. And where can people go and see this now once you enter it, and how long will that take?
Sure. So we process records pretty quickly, so we should get this up within a couple of days. But if you want to check out all the other crazy pi world records or hopefully get inspired to set one yourself, just check out recordsetter.com and search for the word pi. And there's videos of a lot of amazing people doing pi-related world records.
Dan Rollman, co-founder and CEO of recordsetter.com. Thanks for helping us with this, and or at least being an objective fly on the wall. And happy Pi Day to you.
Happy Pi Day, Brian. Thank you.